Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio, we will discuss comedy. Now, there are many sub-varieties within comedy, but first let's find out the basic meaning of comedy. Now, comedy is any dramatic work which is designed to amuse with the help of everyday characters or ordinary characters and situations, and usually it is hilarious and has a happy resolution or ending. Unlike a tragedy, it does not have any tragic ends. So that is basically what we understand by comedy. But comedy is not something which started in the modern era or even Shakespeare's era. It is something which was present even in the classical period or classical Greece. If you read the plays of Aristophanes and his successor called Menander, okay, Aristophanes and Menander, their plays can be considered as good examples of comedies. When Aristotle later on writes in his Poetics, he of course praises tragedy. And with regard to comedy, he says that comedy represents low or morally defective characters in contrast with the elevated characters of tragedy. So Aristotle has a low opinion of comedy. Then Dante says in the Divine Comedy about the genre of comedy in general that it is distinguished from tragedy by its use of colloquial vernacular language. This is what Dante emphasizes with respect to comedy, with respect to the genre of comedy. Later on, Philip Sidney says in his Defense of Poesy that comedy is an imitation of common errors of life. Okay, it is an imitation of the common errors of life which a dramatist represents in the most ridiculous and scornful sort of way, so that any audience or any person in the audience will never be content to see such characters, because nobody really wants to be a comedian. The status of a comedian is generally considered to be low. And there is one more work by the famous writer George Meredith. Okay, George Meredith, he wrote in 1877 a famous work called An Essay on Comedy. Okay, An Essay on Comedy, in which he theorizes about the nature of comedy. Now, you will notice that despite the fact that comedy is considered to be of a low status, yet comedies are written. And comedies perhaps entertain people more. They might not teach many morals, but they entertain people, right? And the first English dramatic comedy, means the first comedy written in the English language, was Nicholas Udall's work called Ralph Royster Doyster. Okay, Ralph Royster Doyster, this is considered to be the first English play. This was published in 1553. And if you consider the plays of Shakespeare of course has written comedies, tragedies and historical plays. Some of his plays are A Midsummer Night's Dream, The Merchant of Venice, Much Ado About Nothing, then As You Like It, then The Merry Wives of Windsor. These are all comedies written by Shakespeare. But Shakespeare has also tried to combine the genre of tragedy and comedy, and some of his comedies can be termed tragicomedies. For example, The Tempest. After that, All's Well That Ends Well. That is also a good example of tragicomedy. And of course, we have the historical plays and the tragedies are there. And during the time of Shakespeare, Ben Jonson wrote The Comedy of Humours. So he was famous for that. For example, his famous work called Every Man in His Humour. Okay, Every Man in His Humour, which came out in 1598. Then Walpone is also there by Ben Jonson, which came out in 1606. Then Alchemist, which came out in 1610. Then of course, later on when we move on to the Restoration times, we have the example of Restoration drama or Restoration comedy by William Congreve, William Wycherley, George Etheridge, right? And Aphra Behn, the famous work of Aphra Behn called The Rover, which came out in 1677. And as we move on to the modern times, something called Theatre of the Absurd has evolved or come into being, or let's say absurdist plays of Samuel Beckett. And the theatre of the absurd can also be clubbed as comedy, as a sub-variety of comedy. Because see, as I said at the beginning, that comedy has sub-varieties as well. For example, burlesque is also a form of comedy. Then domestic comedy, farce, musical comedy, romantic comedy, sentimental comedy, as I said, tragic comedy, theatre of the absurd. All of these are sub-varieties of comedies. And of course, as I pointed out, with respect to Ben Jonson, Comedy of Humours, then Comedy of Ideas, G.B. Shaw, then Comedy of Intrigue. Okay, so all of these are sub-varieties of comedies. Now, after that, one more thing that you should know is there's a difference between high comedy and low comedy. First, what is high comedy? See, as I mentioned just earlier that there is a famous work by George Meredith called The Idea of Comedy, which came out in 1877. In that he talks about high comedy. And he says about high comedy that it is something which evokes intellectual laughter. He says it evokes intellectual laughter. And what he means by intellectual laughter is, you know, a thoughtful laughter from spectators. Spectators who are emotionally detached from the action. And Meredith says that this kind of high comedy is well represented in the Comedy of Manners, especially in William Congreve's play called The Way of the World. There is a scene in which two characters called Mirabel and Milamant, okay, Mirabel and Milamant have a conversation, and their conversation can be regarded as an example of high comedy, according to George Meredith. And another example George Meredith cites is from Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing, okay, Much Ado About Nothing, in which there is a scene where the character Benedict and Beatrice, okay, Benedict and Beatrice, there is a intelligent but verbal kind of duel between them, or argument between them, but it is something intellectual. So that is an example of high comedy. Whereas low comedy, as per George Meredith, is something which has no intellectual appeal. And the only thing which low comedy does is to arouse us to laugh, or arouse laughter by making jokes or cracking jokes or some kind of nonsensical humor or some kind of clownish behavior. So that is an example of low comedy. So as a recap, just remember that several writers or scholars have written about the nature of comedy, the status of comedy, and what exactly can be clubbed as comedy, or what exactly can be called comedy. One of the most modern works is by George Meredith, An Essay on Comedy, as I pointed out. Before him was Philip Sidney, then Aristotle. And of course, everything started with the Greeks, at least in European literature. And famous examples from that are Aristophanes and Menander.